The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 40 new COVID-19 cases and no death in its latest update posted November 4. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Aurelia, 2, 2 youth under 18 years old. One case is outbreak-related and one is linked to close contact transmission. Oro Medant, 4, 3 youth under 18 years old and one person between 18 and 34 years old. Two cases are outbreak-related, one is linked to close contact transmission, and one is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and one is still under investigation. Clearview, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Barrie, 21, 5 youth under 18 years old, 6 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 6 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 6 cases are outbreak related, 6 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 5 cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 3, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are still under investigation and one is listed as community acquired, no known link. Tiny, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Tay, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Issa, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is outbreak related. New Tecumseth, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Muskoka District, 1, one person from Huntsville. One case is listed with location information still pending. Included in the new cases reported today are 26 unvaccinated, 2 partially vaccinated, and 12 fully vaccinated people. The health unit has reported 5 COVID-related deaths in the last 2 weeks, which includes 4 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 193 active cases in the region. 21 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,151 cases of COVID-19 with 13,655 of those cases recovered and 267 cases ending in death. About 73% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. There is an active COVID-19 outbreak at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, in Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit. The health unit has reported 11 patient cases associated with the outbreak, plus fewer than 5 staff cases. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 7 cases. Portage View Elementary School, Barrie, declared October 22, 2 cases. Assakeenik Public School, Barrie, declared October 22, 15 cases. Holy Cross Public School, Innisfil, declared October 15, 27 cases. There are active outbreaks still ongoing at Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene, 16 local cases, and at Mill Creek Care Center in Barrie, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. There is also an outbreak at a fitness and recreation sports center in Simcoe County, declared on November 2, with 2 cases associated to the outbreak. An outbreak was declared on November 1 at an unnamed shelter in Simcoe County with 9 cases reported. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 4. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. with two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 225,223 the 2nd of October 17,1898 74.2% Berry 4,691 4,469,124,8 November 3, 3,058 83.6% Bradford WG 2,269 2,212.39 November 3, 5,198 83.3% Clearview 154,145,5 November 2, 1,024 82.2% Collingwood 288,278.3 the 2nd of October 31,1167 87.9% ESA 571,556,5,3 November 2, 2,365 72.5% Innisfil 1,394 1,356 21.3 November 2, 3,381 81.8% Midland 219,213 the 6th of September 26 1,191 85.9% New Tecumseth 1,671 1,641 18.1 November 2, 3,947 78% Aurelia 390,362,9 November 3, 1,154 88.1% Oro Medant 264,251,6,1 November 3, 1,132 82.5% Penetanguishene 231,217,8 October 31, 2,397 89.8% Remara 133,129 1 November 2, 1,272 84.7% Severn 93,88,3,1 November 1, 620 83.7% Springwater 336,323,2 November 3, 1,568 89.6% Tay 134,129,3 November 3, 1,195 85.7% Tiny 153,149,2 November 3, 1,140 78.3% Wasaga Beach 319,310,5,2 November 3, 1,346 84.7% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.